Today is Monday, February 15th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I have my blinds open, which I don't usually. I do not usually have my blinds open because I'm on the side of the house and the sun comes in and blinds me and etc., etc. However, I'm recording around 5 o'clock, which is my normal time to record, and the sun has already gone down behind the trees, and it is a winter wonderland outside, as it is in a lot of places, apparently. Although I was looking, it's really funny, and I know how temperature works, right? I know how geography works. I know how all of that stuff works. How, you know, right now it's cold here, but in other places it's warm. I understand that. But it's just amazing to me because Florida does not seem too far away. And it is, I don't know exactly what the temperature is right now. I could Google it, but it's around 0 degrees Celsius, I want to say. Temperature in Tawny Town. Current temperature in Tawny Town. Let's look. Okay, not Celsius. Sorry. I never can remember whether we use Fahrenheit or Celsius. I know it's stupid. I should know that. It's what I've been using my whole life. But I don't know. Anyway, regardless, it is 4 degrees Fahrenheit at the moment, which is, some other temperature in Celsius, but some other number that I don't know off the top of my head. And I'm not going to Google a calculator right now. So anyway, it's 4 degrees here in Florida right at the moment. So now I'm going to type Orlando, Florida right now. Orlando, Florida. It is 84 degrees Fahrenheit in Florida at the moment. That is amazing to me. Florida seems like it's so close. You could literally be laying out by the pool right now in Florida, and there is 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground here. To me, that's just amazing. So yes, the reason I've got my blinds open is because it's so pretty outside, and I live in North Arkansas, and I've said this before, when I first moved here, the first winter I was here, probably less than a month after I moved into my apartment, we got 24 inches of snow all over the course of, I feel like it was one evening. It was amazing. And it was just coming down so hard. And it was so much snow that my dog, I had to create a tunnel in the snow for her so she could go to the bathroom. But after that, it really hasn't snowed a lot here. And it actually, I don't think it snowed as much as was predicted, but it actually snowed, and it's not going to get below freezing until probably Saturday, or above freezing. Sorry. It's not going to get above freezing until Saturday. So what's that? What that means is we're going to have snow on the ground for probably a couple of weeks, but at least for the entire week. So I'm looking out at the pretty snow because we don't see it very often. And I like to look at it, and it is currently still snowing. It's currently still snowing just a little bit, but it's mostly stopped, and the sun came out about half an hour ago, but then maybe an hour ago, the sun came out around 4, but it has now started to go down and it's behind the trees. And within another 15 minutes, it'll be dark or almost dark. And so I'm just enjoying the snow. And it's not supposed to snow anymore tonight, but it is supposed to snow again tomorrow, starting about 6 p.m. And I'm enjoying it. But the funny thing is, it's not even funny, but interestingly, we're sitting downstairs eating lunch earlier today, and Mark gets a voicemail. And he listens to the voicemail, and it says, "Hi, this is the mayor of Tawny Town," which is the town we live in. And just wanted to let you know that the electric companies are, the electric and gas is experiencing very high usage or volume or something at the moment. And the electric and gas cooperative is saying that they may run out or there may be outages due to the spike in usage and the fact that it's going to be below freezing for the next 4 days or something. And they said, so please, if you would, don't take hot showers. Turn your air conditioning down to 65 or you turn your heater down to 65. It gave all these things. It said, please, basically, please lower your usage of gas and electricity over the next 2 days until Tuesday evening at midnight. And then a couple of minutes after he got the voicemail, he got a text message saying exactly the same thing. And I know there are some states and some areas that experience brownouts all the time. I think that's common in California. And, you know, where they basically just run out of electricity or something. I don't know. I don't think I've ever experienced that here. Anytime our electricity has gone out, it's been because, you know, a tree fell and hit a power line or a transformer blew out for the neighborhood or something like that. And so it was really strange that we got this call. So we turned our heat down to 65 and actually 68. And we don't keep it much higher than that anyway. I think we keep it around 70. But we turned it down to 68, and I'm upstairs, so I opened my door upstairs so that I could get some heat up here. And actually, I'm recording, and I think the door is open. But it was so quiet downstairs because Mark shut the door to his office. I didn't even think about it. Yeah, the door is open. So anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm going to finish it out. I'm not going to shut the door. But he shut his door because he has a space heater. And I said, well, don't you think the space heater is using electricity? And he said, well, I'll shut the door and it won't run very much. I'll just run it enough to warm up the room. And then, you know, it'll be less electricity than running the heater, like the central heat and air. And they've told us to drip all our faucets so that our pipes don't freeze. And anyway, it's going to be the wind chill is going to be negative 20 degrees below zero tonight. It's crazy. We put down a tarp before it started snowing so that Sydney could have a spot to go to the bathroom and not get all snowy. She really likes to play in the snow, but the problem is a lot of times it clumps in her hair and she'll have these big, huge clumps of ice and snow and it's very hard to get out of her hair. And then we basically have to put her in the shower and run hot water over her. And then that leaves her hair wet. And so then we have to blow dry her, which means we have to brush her because she'll get mats and tangles. And it's a very lengthy process. It probably takes about half an hour for us to get the snow out and dry and brush her hair. And so we laid out this tarp a couple of days ago and he staked it down with tent stakes. And every time we take her out to pee or whatever, we've just been pulling up the tarp and trying to confine her in that little square area, which has worked so far. But I don't know about her pooping because normally she needs to walk. He normally walks her every day, and there's no way she's going to be able to walk because everything is covered with snow. So I'm not really sure. When I go downstairs, I'll find out if he tried to take her out yet or if we're going to have to do that together. But I'm not sure how we're going to get her to do number two. My mom called me earlier and said, hey, how you doing? Just wanted to check on you and make sure you guys are doing okay. I said, yeah, we're doing fine. How are you doing? She said, well, not very good. I was like, oh, because I was going to call her because I thought, oh, with all the snow and everything, I want to make sure they're okay. But I was going to wait until after work and give them a call. And I don't know. I don't drive well in snow, and my car and his car don't do well in ice or snow. So I'm not really sure how much help we would be if they needed us to, for instance, go to the grocery store for them or something. But you have to offer at least, and they're old now, so I don't know. Anyway, their heater went out. Their air conditioning went out, and they were told by the AC company that the brain went out, and it's going to be a couple of days for them to order the part. And they're using space heaters, and they don't want it. She said, well, we can come stay with you guys if we have to, but we really want to stay because we're running the fireplace and the space heaters because we don't want our pipes to burst. So I don't know what's going to happen there. I told her they should come if they get too cold. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.